Creek had a beard of the usual growth along both banks. There was also a slight rise in the other direction, so that the road to the ford ran down the center of a slight concavity. Above the ford, the river arched southward in a slow, lazy curve. On my side, its bank was anywhere from 2 to 8 feet high, and overgrown with trees and brush everywhere but at the crossing itself. I examined all that very carefully, on foot, while my mount waited with Goblin beyond the ridge. I sneaked down to the edge of the fort itself, and spent a half hour sitting in the wet bushes, staring at the fortifications on the other side. We were not going to get across here. Not easily. Were they worried about us coming to them? Why? I used the old triangulation trick to figure out that the watchtower of the fortress stood about 70 feet high, then withdrew and tried to calculate what could be seen from its parapet. Most of the light was gone when I finished.
"Find out what you need to know," Goblin asked when I rejoined him.
"I think so. Not what I wanted, either. Unless you can cheer me up. Could we force a crossing?"
"Against what's in there now?"
"Probably. With the water down. If we tried in the dead of night and caught them napping. And when the water does go down, they'll have 10,000 men hanging around over there.
Don't look good, does it?"
"No. Let's find a place to get out of the rain."
"I can stand to ride back if you can."
"Let's try. We'll sleep dry if we make it. What do you think of the men over there? Professionals?"
"My guess is they're just a little better than men disguised as soldiers."
"They look pretty sloppy to me, too. But maybe they don't have to be any better in these parts." I had seen and watched 4 men while I was crouching near the ford. They had not impressed me. Neither had the design or construction of the fortifications. Clearly, these shadow masters had brought in no professionals to train their forces, and they had not developed a good edge on what they did have.
"Course, maybe we saw what we were supposed to see."
"There's always that. An interesting thought, maybe worth some consideration, because at that moment I noticed a couple of bedraggled crows watching us from a dead branch on an elm tree. I started to look around for the stump, thought the hell with it. I would handle that when the time came."
"You remember Shifter's woman, Goblin?"
"Yeah, so?"
"You said you thought she seemed familiar back in Geasli. Now it's all of a sudden coming on me that maybe you were right. I'm sure we ran into her somewhere before, but I can't for the life of me think where or when."
"Does it matter?"
"Probably not. Just one of those things that nag at you. Let's cut off to the left here."
"What the hell for?" "There's a town on the map called Vejagedya that I want to look at."
"I thought we were going back—"
"It'll only take a few minutes extra."
"Right,"
grumble, grumble, raggle snats. "Looks like we might have to fight. I need to know the country." "Fraggan, Snigglebark." We ate cold food as we rode. It is not often that I do so, but at such moments I sometimes envy the man with a cottage and wife. Everything costs something. It was ghost country we rode, spooky country. The hand of man was evident everywhere, even in darkness. Some of the homes we inspected looked like they had been closed up only yesterday, but not once did we encounter another human being. I'm surprised thieves haven't been working all this.
Don't tell